Habitat for Humanity builds houses.
All right, let go.
On the North Shore this month, their construction crews look a bit different than usual. Jeff St. Romaine is the executive director of Habitat's St. Tammany West chapter.
Today is the kickoff for Women Build. Every October, we have a project where we invite teams of women and also men, but primarily women come out and build. And it really empowers women and helps them see what we're trying to do in this community to provide quality workforce housing.
Women Build is part of a national program, and over the course of the next 3 months, three homes near Covington will be built primarily by women volunteers. St. Romaine says the women are terrific construction workers.
We have a great construction crew that supervises people really, really closely, and we've been doing this for a number of years, and we find that in many cases, women are better at certain tasks than men, as everything in society. I'm kind of going, that probably not a good, I don't know how PC that was. But anyway, the point is, no, we have no problems with women building. They do a wonderful job. We've had women up on our roofs in harnesses doing roof work, women working the power saws. There's probably no job that we do that a woman cannot do.
When asked if he has trouble getting women to volunteer for the construction work, Jeff smiles and explains.
This project is our biggest volunteer project throughout the year. And so we'll have several hundred volunteers come out here in the next 4 or 5 weeks.
St. Romaine says the families they build homes for come from all walks of life, but they all have something in common.
They work at hospitals. One of the ladies we're building for today works at Ochsner here. We've built for people who work in the insurance industry, restaurant, grocery stores, daycare centers, hospitals, dentist office. You know, they're the working people of the community. And we all think that, they have a place to live, a good place to live, but they don't. That, you know, in many cases, they're living in really conditions that are shocking.
Rebecca Gerald will own one of the houses being built during this project. She says she enjoys the construction work, but it has another benefit, too.
It's fun. You get to actually build your family's home and be part of it. And they teach you everything you need to know. That way, if something breaks after you move in, you should know how to repair it.
I asked Gerald what part of the work she found the most difficult.
Probably with the nail gun, I can do it. But if you get into certain angles, it's heavy. And then I have trouble getting the nail going straight in. It kind of goes off to the side and I got to redo it.
Gerald fights with her emotions when asked what Habitat's work means to her and her family.
Everything, it's been a blessing from God. It's like a dream come true for us. I'm more happy for my kids than I am myself because they need it and they need a home that they can finish growing up in. This means everything to our family. And if it wasn't for you, we don't know what we would do to have a home. We'd probably still be renting, not a big enough place. Being stressed about money and where we're going to live, and now we won't have to worry about that. We'll have a stable place.
St. Romaine says the whole project is very special to Habitat staff, but the dedication ceremonies have a special meaning to them.
The dedications for the staff are really things that are, they're like booster shots to say, okay, this is why we're involved in this mission. The dedications, those ceremonies are so moving, and, you know, the families there, their parents, their brothers and sisters, volunteers who have helped build their house, and the emotion, I mean, you need to have a box of Kleenexes when you have those things.
For more information about Habitat for Humanity's Women's Build or any of their other projects, visit wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm George Bonnet.